From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In a farewell address delivered in Chicago late Tuesday before thousands of supporters, President Barack Obama defended his 8-year record, calling on Americans to remain vigilant against external aggression while guarding against a weakening of American values. He said he believes his policies have strengthened American democracy.
To begin with, our democracy won't work without a sense that everyone has economic opportunity. And the good news is that today the economy is growing again. Wages, incomes, home values, and retirement counts are all rising again.
He said he helped end recession, opened up relations with Cuba, shuttered Iran's nuclear ambitions, took out terror mastermind Osama bin Laden, won marriage equality, and secured health insurance for all. He spoke about the state of the country's democracy.
We remain the wealthiest, most powerful, and most respected nation on earth. Our youth, our drive, our diversity and openness, our boundless capacity for risk and reinvention means that the future should be ours. But that potential will only be realized if our democracy works.
He said it won't work without economic opportunity for all. He called for an end to discrimination and political polarization, but University of Virginia political scientist Larry Sabato said the country is divided.
President Obama's achieved a fair amount, but it's also true that we're more divided than ever. Now, part of that is directly tied to the outcome of this election.
Donald Trump's, who's scheduled to hold a news conference later Wednesday, will succeed Mr. Obama January 20th. VOA will carry the news conference at 16 hours Universal Time. Ivory Coast President Alassane Ouattara has named former Prime Minister Daniel Coblin Duncan as the country's new vice president, a new post created under a new constitution. This is VOA News. The Cable News Network reports that classified documents presented last week to President-elect Trump include allegations that Russian operatives claim to have compromising information about him. CNN said federal agents are investigating the credibility and accuracy of those allegations. Meanwhile, U.S. lawmakers, including Maryland Senator Ben Cardin, are moving forward with a measure to increase sanctions against Russia for its alleged interference in last year's election, a charge Moscow denies.
We have been attacked by Russia. That is no longer subject to any debate. The January 6th report from the intelligence community assessment makes it clear that that attack was directed by Mr. Putin, that it was aimed at the undermining the credibility of our free election system, and it was meant to damage one of the candidates.
The bill would, among other things, impose visa bans and freeze assets of those who undermine the cybersecurity of democratic institutions. Taiwan went on alert Wednesday, scrambling jets and warships as a Chinese naval task force, including its only operational aircraft carrier, sailed north through the Taiwan Strait. The Defense Ministry said the flotilla entered Taiwan's air defense identification zone. Iceland's center-right Independence, Reform, and Bright Future parties have agreed to form a coalition government. The announcement Tuesday came 2 months after snap elections. Bjarni Benediktsson, leader of the Independence Party, is to be the next prime minister.
The priorities of this government are to strengthen the infrastructures of Iceland, be it healthcare or communication, the educational systems, but at the same time to maintain the economic strength of Iceland. We've come a long way since the crisis, and we are enjoying now very robust growth.
The coalition says it will give Parliament a vote on whether to hold a referendum on restarting talks to join the European Union. A U.S. federal jury Tuesday sentenced to death the killer of 9 people in 2015 in a historically black South Carolina church. 22-year-old Dylan Roof, a self-proclaimed white supremacist, was found guilty last month on 33 federal charges. Former Congolese opposition leader Okombe Salisa, who lost last year's election to President Denis Sassou Nguesso, was arrested Tuesday for arms possession after months in hiding. It followed the arrest in June of another opposition candidate. A referendum organized by the leader of Republic of Congo was approved, ending a 2-term limit on presidential mandates, allowing Mr. Sassou Nguesso to extend his 3-decade hold on power. The leaders of the Greek and Turkish Cypriot communities returned to the negotiating table in Geneva Tuesday on power-sharing issues and a potentially historic bid to end decades of division. A Cypriot government spokesman said the two sides are within reach of agreement. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.